Owen Kenny from Leitrim is joining us in studio, and Owen is going to sing live for us. Owen is a fresh-faced singer-songwriter. Owen, good morning.
How are you doing? What's great?
I'm grand. You're yourself. You've been playing guitar now for 5 years, but you obviously started at a very, very young age.
Very young age, yeah. I got interested. I used to play flute, actually. I used to play traditional music, and then I kind of got into the modern stuff and I started guitar, and yeah, I really enjoyed it, and I just kept going with it and kept going.
Now, you've just finished the Leaving Cert, but you would have pretty much started playing guitar well before the Junior Cert.
Well before the Junior Cert. I started around first year, around that, when I was about 13. So I'm 18 now, so yeah, around 5 years. So yeah, I just love guitar, I love music, and I did music. I did the Leaving Cert. For the Leaving Cert, I did music as well, and I went quite, you know, I studied quite in depth, and I just really, really love it. One of my strong subjects, definitely.
Are you using samplers when you record?
Sorry, what?
When you record, do you use, you know, the, what do you call the machines? Is it samplers you call them, where you record, you loop a track and you record
and you loop?
What's the technical name for that?
It's called double tracking, or you can overdubbing.
Yeah, I've always called them samplers for some strange reason, which is probably incorrect, but it does work in my head, which can be a very strange thing from time to time. So you would have started, you've played guitar, you've got into this idea of looping and overdubbing, and that can be very, very effective when done live.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. Yeah, it is very, very cool. And some artists do use a loop pedal. I don't use one. I was thinking about using one soon, but at the moment it's just me and the guitar. And
yeah.
I think people like that. I think it's cool. I think it's quite real, you know.
Funny, the first guy that I saw use a loop pedal was years ago, a guy called Gary Dunn. He's from down Portlaoise direction. And then recently, just before Glastonbury, in one of the pre-Glastonbury sort of previews, Ed Sheeran was talking, and he was asked about his loop pedal. And he says, yeah, the first time I saw a loop pedal, I saw some guy called Gary Dunn from Ireland play it. And I thought, oh, yeah, I saw him live in Galway years ago. I've been listening to the songs you recorded recently. For an 18-year-old, I have to say, the songs sort of suggest a level of maturity that your age doesn't, if you don't mind me saying so. There is a level of maturity in those songs.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm mature for my age, I suppose, but yeah, no, just some experiences that I've had and some people things people have shared with me just kind of inspire me to write songs, the songs that I've written. And yeah, I suppose they're not really about, you know, partying or any of that. They're like young people like to do, and I like to do that, but yeah, there's some stuff in there that does require a level of maturity, and that's what I have, and I suppose I'm proud of that.
In terms of the influences that you have and the people that you've listened to, I mean, it's always iffy sort of talking about influences, because different people hear different things, and it's always, I'm always wary of sort of trying to pin down a musician and saying, you sound like X or you sound like Y. But who would have been the people that you'd have listened to during your formative phase as a musician?
Ed Sheeran. I listen to a lot of Ed Sheeran. I think he's really, really good.
Yeah.
He's a very, very good artist. Loads of small artists. I listen to Lewis Watson. There's a band from Kerry called Walking on Cars. I really like them.
Yeah.
Codaline. Yeah, all types of music as well, though. Like, I listen to rap, I listen to hip-hop. I won't rule anything out. I'll always give music a chance.
Would you have listened to sort of the classic sort of singer-songwriters, the Nick Drakes and people like that?
Not as much. I'm not a big old music fan, more of just modern stuff, but I'll definitely keep listening and maybe go back old down now soon.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, there's definitely, I mean, I could hear traces of Sheeran when I was a Troy in particular. There are traces of Sheeran in that are sort of, and it's interesting because Sheeran's been influenced by the sort of people I would have listened to when I was your age. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting now to hear that music sort of channeled in various different ways. But what happens is someone influences someone, they take the influence, they add their own stamp to it.
Yeah.
Now, what you've done is you've taken Ed Sheeran, you've added your own stamp to what he does.
Yeah.
So the music continues to grow and to evolve, and it becomes something different every time, and it's always nice to sort of trace the way music evolves in that way, that it doesn't stay static, it's always developing. And you know, you will find yourself going back, and I would predict you will at some point find yourself going back and listening to people like Nick Drake and people like Jeff Buckley and people like that, and you'll find a whole new level of appreciation, and it may not happen for a couple of years, and what will then happen is you'll go back to the source and your own music will grow again as a result of that, and hopefully as a musician you'll keep on developing yourself.
That is the hope.
Shall we, as I said to the girls earlier, shall we stop talking about music and actually make some?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, I'm going to hand the floor over. This is Owen Kenny from Leitrim, and Owen, it's over to you.
Okay, this song is called Real.
Sometimes I get so confused. I just don't know what to do. Tell me, tell me, tell me the truth. Am I right for you? Is this what I want or is this what I need? Is this reality or is it just a dream? Well, I jumped right in, even though I had my doubts. But then I saw your face and they all just fizzled out. Every time that you are gone by, I wanna know what's going through your mind. Tell me, is this all for real? Am I what's best for you? And are you what's best for me? Oh, tell me. Lately I've been contemplating, but I don't think our love's that complicated. Well, people say that love is overrated, but I'd rate you 10 out of 10. Love's ever changing, and that's just how it is. Well, I don't care how we end or we begin. All I care about is what happens in between. And we may last forever, or we may fall into pieces. Every time that you are gone by, I wanna know what's going through your mind. Tell me, is this all for real? Am I what's best for you? And are you what's best for me? Best for me. Oh, tell me. Love is never the same. No one's ever to blame. Love can be false or true, and sometimes get the better of you. Every time that you are gone by, I wanna know what's going through your mind. Tell me, is this all for real? Am I what's best for you? And are you what's best for me? Best for me, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good stuff, Owen Kennedy. Owen, well done. That was real. Interesting. I like your singing style because so many people put on American accents or mid-Atlantic neutral accents. You don't. You're very much singing in your own voice.
Yeah, well, I am where I'm from and I'm proud to be where I'm from. So I'm not going to change for anybody.
Good. It is good to see that because, I mean, you know, there can be a movement towards people being just homogenous and all just trying to sound like somebody else. As soon as you try to sound like somebody else or meet an expectation, I think when people sing in their own voices, it also, to go back to the title of the song, it does make it real. It does make it more authentic.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
I did really enjoy that. You have chosen to, as your area of music, the sort of the male singer-songwriter, it can be a lonely feel to plow at times and a lonely track to follow.
It can be, but the music brings it through. Like, it is very enjoyable, and even though, like, not everybody's going to like your music, you know, country is huge now and a lot of people are telling me, you know, oh, you should do more kind of country stuff, but I think the male soul singer-songwriter, it's, even though, like, yeah, it can be lonely, maybe a band or something, maybe more crack or whatever, but I think the music brings it through and the enjoyment of it is worth it.
In terms of your own ambition, as you say, you've finished your Leaving Cert, you're going to be personally at a crossroads in your own life. How much of a part is music going to play in the decisions you're making now going into the next year or so? Because, I mean, for yourself personally, they are crucial.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping to go to college in Dublin, so I'm hoping just my ambition is just to get around Dublin and get my name around the place and just build from there and just really push on, hopefully.
You have done some recording and people can hear those on Facebook or wherever?
They're on my page on Facebook, Owen Kenny Music, and they're on YouTube. If you look up Owen Kenny, it'll come up on YouTube. They're on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play Store, everything. So if you just look me up and you can find me and you can stream or download or whatever you want to do.
In terms of playing gigs before college, what do you have in terms of the summer planned?
Well, I've been gigging for the last 2 years, just around Leitrim mainly. But I'm looking to broaden my horizons and get out, and the more people hear me, the better.
Excellent. Shall we take one more song before you go?
Cool. I'll do something next. So I finished Leaving Cert this year and this song is just about moving on and what is next for me.
Excellent.
Well, we all spend so much time wondering if what we do is right. We're all a little older now, we should probably know somehow. I can't see what's next for me, but I know some things just aren't meant to be. Because times will change, mistakes will be made, might have to move from place to place. I don't know if things will go my way, but I know there'll be something next, something next. Oh, 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 oh no. Now I know the last year has been tough. We spent all our spare time in a book. But let's just be the best that we can be. Oh, let's make a difference, change some things. I can't guess which decision might be best. Oh, just worry about yourself. Because times will change, mistakes will be made, might have to move from place to place. I don't know if things will go my way, but I know there'll be something next, something next. What's next for me and what's coming next for you? Well, just make sure you're the best at whatever it is you choose to do. I don't know where I'm going or where you're gonna go. Well, wherever you end up, we'll make sure you're on the show. Because times will change, mistakes will be made, might have to move from place to place. I don't know if things will go my way, but I know there'll be something next. I know there'll be something next. Oh, I know there'll be something next, something next. Oh, oh.
And stuff. That's Eoin Kenny, and it's E-O-I-N if you're doing some searching on social media. Eoin's from Leitrim, and he is gigging around Leitrim, and hopefully will be gigging more and more in Dublin, assuming college plans, and I'm sure they will go according to plans and hopes. Eoin, all we can do is wish you the very best of luck with your future. As the music is out there, it's good music, they're great songs, and that's always the first step. I mean, if you can craft good songs, that's always a really good solid foundation, because many a career was built on great songs. Very few were built on bad ones, and I think you have got some really good songs there. So well done.
Thank you very much.